House Republicans unveiled their legislative agenda today. They're calling it a pledge to America, and it echoes Newt Gingrich's Contract with America, released weeks before the hotly contested midterm elections in 1994. This year's plan includes repealing Obama's health reform, capping federal spending, and making Bush's tax cuts permanent. FSRN's Jacob Fenston reports.
The day's buzzword was small business. The backdrop, a locally owned hardware store in suburban Virginia. Surrounded by American flags and 2x4s, Republicans laid out familiar charges.
The federal government is too big, it spends too much, and it's out of control.
Minority Leader John Boehner of Ohio. Before he was a Congress member, he ran a small business.
And I learned firsthand how government gets in the way of job creation in our country. The policies coming out of Washington are creating massive uncertainty, and the American people are suffering as a result.
The new blueprint calls for stimulating job growth by making Bush's tax cuts permanent. It would also give small businesses a further break, a 20% deduction on income. Congressmember Kevin McCarthy of California was responsible for drafting the document, a five-point plan in 43 pages. He says the proposals came from listening to the common man, something he says Democrats don't do.
We are here today to tell you that we have been listening, and we've heard you. We heard you loud and clear. And we assure you there is nothing more inspiring than the common voice of the common man.
The common voice, he says, wants smaller government. The Republican plan calls for a hard cap on federal spending, reducing it to 2008 levels, which they say will save $100 billion a year. They'll hold weekly votes on ways to cut spending, and they'll freeze federal hiring. The cap and hiring freeze would have one big exception, defense spending. The plan's defense proposals also call for keeping the detention center open at Guantanamo. Congressmember Mac Thornberry of Texas.
The American people have said clearly that they don't want terrorists to be coddled with rights equal to or even greater than our own citizens. And they don't want Gitmo detainees brought back here, and they don't want them to be released when they shouldn't be.
The plan would also repeal Obama's health care reform. Congressmember Bill Cassidy of Louisiana.
What the American people have told us that they want is that we defund, repeal, and replace.
It would be replaced with a handful of measures: malpractice reform, the ability to buy health insurance across state lines, and expanded health savings accounts. But House Democrats say the pledge to America is nothing new. Virginia Congressmember Jim Moran.
Not only is it not new, it's not even new since 1994. That was the platform they ran in 1994, and I'm old enough to remember that.
That year, the Republican Revolution saw conservatives retake Congress, and with Newt Gingrich at the helm, pass sweeping legislation to shrink government. Democratic Congressmember Joe Sustak of Pennsylvania says now Republicans want to return to the dark ages.
Here's a group that ran the ship aground, and now they come out and say, let's do it again. Hey, everybody's for tax cuts. Who isn't? How are they going to pay for it? And let's hear that.
Republicans say their proposals could be implemented today and called on Speaker Nancy Pelosi to start debate immediately. But the plan is clearly aimed ahead to November. Congressmember Kevin McCarthy.
We will take back our country. We will restore for a better future. This is our pledge to you, the pledge to America.
Outside the hardware store, a handful of supporters waved flags and cheered on their lawmakers.
New Congress now!
Jacob Fenston, FSRN, Washington.
New